And another lady to talk to me is, your name is?
My name is Pauline Bishop.
Hello, Pauline.
Hi, my business is My True Colours, and it's about looking great so you feel confident, so you can express who you are through what you wear.
Through colour therapy?
Not colour therapy, no, colour analysis.
Analysis? How does that work?
It's about looking at your hair colour, eye colour, skin tone, figuring out what information is there and being able to then harmonise what you wear.
So here's a challenge then. Me, for example. Yeah. How would you colourise me?
Well, what I'm seeing is grey hair.
Sort of. Thanks. That's a good start.
Silver hair then.
Thank you. What hair there is. Yeah.
Pinky tones in your skin. And blue eyes. So the overwhelming thing that I'm seeing there is coolness, blue undertones, but also quite medium tones, some softness. So I'd be analysing you probably as a cool with blendedness. So it'd be about wearing colours that have a blue undertone and not too much contrast.
That's interesting because I do wear a lot of blue, yeah. Funny enough. It's probably my favourite choice, most popular choice of clothing.
Right, not just blue though, but lots of colours have a blue undertone. Yeah. So it's never about just the colour, it's about how you put colours together. And I would, again, never say to anyone, you can't wear that colour, because it's about understanding your colouring.
So is this all part of body language then?
Not body language, no. It's about feeling confident.
Visual is a good way of communicating.
Yeah, and colour is very, very impactful. So, yes, I mean, when I work with people who want to make a professional image, it often is about, I need to wear this colour or I need to project this image. So it's about finding how to integrate that colour so it still harmonises with them and makes them look their best, but is projecting what they want as well.
Interesting subject. So you can sort of dress for an interview or something like that, could you?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Certainly with younger clients, I do things like that, how to present yourself for an interview, how you're going to say what you are. What's really important to my business as well is sustainability. Whereas colour analysis often used to be back in the 80s about throwing away everything that's wrong.
Of course, clothing's not like that, is it? People are into, you know, reused clothing now, aren't they?
When you understand how to make colour work for you, you can actually take everything that you already have in your wardrobe and put it together so that it harmonises with what you look like.
So I can get the old flares out again then?
You could.
How on earth did you get into this profession?
I kind of fell into it. Everything I've done in the various things I've done have been about empowering women. And it was at the point that I was doing something else that required a lot of getting up and down and my knees were giving out. So then it was finding something else that fitted around my children's hours that I could do that was going to be about empowering women again.
How do you run a business like this then? Because you must be working most evenings, aren't you?
No, I do work a lot of weekends because that's when people are free. But also I see people of a whole range of ages, so that a lot of people are free during the week or they'll take an afternoon off or whatever. Yeah, and I work from my home, so it's very easy for me.
So if somebody's thinking, oh, I've got an interview coming up or something like that, how can you help them?
I can. Depends how much help they want, they need. But I can help them find the colours and the shapes and styles that will make them look their best and make them feel confident, and the colours that, again, will harmonise with their clothing and will project the image that...
I was going to say it's all about projecting an image, isn't it? Particularly if you're going for an interview, you know, they say it takes sort of 10 seconds for people to, you know, sum up somebody else.
Yeah, pretty much. It is. First impressions are really, really important. But you want to feel confident that you're making the right impression as well. And also that it's an authentic impression of you, that you are actually projecting who you are, as well as what you want to say, but you're projecting who you are. Yeah, it is all about who you are as well as what you look like.
So I've got to ask you this question. Do you choose your clothing for whatever event you're going to that day then?
I didn't today because I was just here with Jenny. But I mean, everything I wear anyway is it works for me.
So if somebody's interested in maybe talking to you and using your services, how can they get hold of you?
I have a website. If you search www.mytruecolours, I'm on Facebook, again look for My True Colours. And yeah, you'll find my phone number there as well.
So okay. What sort of area do you cover?
I've had people from Somerset, I've Hampshire. I mean, I'm based in Dorchester, but I've had people from everywhere.
So you'd cover our local radio coverage area?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Brilliant stuff. It's very unusual and been fascinating talking to you. Thank you very much for talking to me today.
Thank you very much. Nice to talk to you.